Welcome to The Goodnight Show. I'm Shay Morrison, sleep expert and co-founder of The Goodnight Co. Join me each week for hints and tips on all things sleep.
How to Sleep Better, our bedroom makeover guide. For many, the bedroom can serve as a multifunctional room. It can be an office, a library, a theatre, or even a laundry room, particularly post-COVID. At the end of the day, the bedroom's purpose really should be a sanctuary for sleep. It should be the most luxurious and personal space in any home, a soothing oasis that is conducive to relaxation and comfort. You may already know the tried and true device for getting better sleep: limit screen time before bed, skip caffeine, stick to a sleep ritual. It's all effective, but only to a point. This could be because your bedroom environment may actually be sabotaging your shut-eye. In this episode, we're going to talk through some of our best tips for how you can better design your bedroom to create your very own sleep sanctuary. Number one, choose calming colors. Did you know that research has found that above all others, blue is the sleepiest color? In a survey of over more than 2,000 people, it was found that those sleeping in blue bedrooms got the most shut-eye, clocking in at an optimal 7 hours and 52 minutes. A further 55% of those sleeping in blue rooms even reported waking up happy. Now, I'm not suggesting you paint your entire room blue, but try to incorporate those calming colors subtly into your room and see how it regulates your mood, helping your mind calm and unwind. You could do this by adding in a blue bedspread, some blue pillows. There might be a beautiful blue piece of art that you could hang on the wall. Number two, use smell. This will help signal to the body that it is time to wind down and prepare for bed. A quick spritz of something containing soothing scents like lavender around your room before bed will help calm your exhausted mind. I love diffusing the Goodnight Blend in our essential oil range and spritzing some of our sleep mist, which is full of lavender. Not only do these smell amazing, but they stimulate the senses in your brain, which directly associate the smells with sleep and relaxation. Give it a go and let us know what you think. Number three, sleep with the right temperature. 18 to 22 degrees is the optimal temperature. Are you maybe running too hot in winter? The National Sleep Foundation recommends that for optimal sleep, the best bedroom temperature should be between 18 and 22 degrees. Body temperature starts to fall as bedtime approaches, paving the way for a good night's sleep. Keeping your room temperature between 18 and 22 degrees while you sleep can help facilitate this. Any lower or higher than this can lead to difficulty achieving deep sleep and can also affect the quality of our REM, our rapid eye movement sleep. Number four, turn out the lights. You sleep better in the dark, full darkness. If your eyelids flutter open as you move from one stage of sleep to another, street lights, a full moon, a phone notification, this can really impact our ability to get the right deep sleep that we need. If you've got a little light that is bothering you, might be attached to an adapter or something, cover it up. A good sleep mask is also a great alternative and will help you ensure that your eyes stay peacefully closed throughout the night. Number five, clean out the clutter. Your room isn't your gym, office, or your playroom. To begin associating with sleep, you need to get all the stuff out that is a potential distraction. Get rid of everything except your bedroom furniture, including all electronics. Having your bedroom as the place to go for other activities only leads your brain to associate the room with other things. If your bedroom is where your office is, it can help make your mind busy and even anxious about work because you correlate the room with a busy week. Ditch the electronics. All electronic devices should be left out of the bedroom. Most of these devices emit the sleep-stealing light and are used for consuming content that may rob you of sleep because it's so engaging. Number six, mattresses and pillows. When was the last time you changed your pillow? Pillows have an expiry date of 24 months, so 2 years. If you haven't changed your pillow in a while, I would suggest starting there. If you're waking up feeling stiff, numb, or tired, or maybe just had a great sleep in a hotel bed, it may be time to replace your mattress. Most mattresses are designed to last up to around 10 years, but if your mattress has lumps, sags, rips, or holes, you may want to think about replacing it. Similarly, if you find yourself constantly fluffing your pillows, this could be a time to change. You spend a third of your life sleeping on your bed, and while the upfront cost of a new bed may seem scary, it may be worth your while getting the best that you can afford. Choosing a mattress really comes down to the personal preference, whether you sleep better with a bed that is firm, bouncy, or has a little buoyancy, there is a mattress to fit your needs. There are mattresses available to suit all types of sleep needs, including adjustable stiffness, preferred sleep positions, disturbances from a tossing, turning partner, or even have covers if you have allergies to certain fabrics or dust mites. If this sounds like you, I would look at investing in either a new mattress or definitely look at changing the pillows. To recap, it's clear that bedroom clutter has a direct impact on the quality of your sleep. You don't need to do a complete overhaul on your bedroom to create your personal sanctuary, but start small by incorporating a few simple changes, and we're certain you'll be well on your way to both looking and feeling better. If you need some more sleep support or some more tips and tricks for your new sleep sanctuary, head on over to our closed Facebook group, The Goodnight Community, and we'll meet you there.
Thanks for listening to The Goodnight Show. If you're keen to learn more about the topic I talked about today, join our Facebook group, The Goodnight Community, or check us out at thegoodnightco.com.au. If you're enjoying the show, please subscribe to us on your favourite podcast provider by searching The Goodnight Show. And if you love what you're hearing, don't forget to leave us a glowing review.